Today's podcast. Don't eat that.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, buddy.
Good to sit down and finally have a chat again.
Oh, yeah.
Lot to talk about.
Welcome to the Don't Eat That podcast for another week. And this time we're talking about little kids starting school for the first time.
I've got a new award that I'd like to add to the show.
And would you pay $32,000 to have some company name your child?
And someone's gone to school.
Finally.
What is that? Dude, I can add sound effects in later. You don't have to do live sound effects.
But I'm a machine. Just let me be.
Okay, do your top five sound effects right now. Go.
Brrr.
One.
Brrr.
Two.
That's just a high-pitched version.
Yep.
A boonga.
Three. Four.
Brrr.
Five. I'm not even angry. I'm impressed. That's actually pretty good. This is all brought to you by Malulabar Music, malulabarmusic.com.au. But first, Trent, we probably should get our parenting confession session on.
Don't eat that.
So we're going to do this new thing called confession session. It's basically us parents, we do stupid things, and I think that we probably need to confess them.
Yeah, I reckon. We don't want our kids to know these necessarily, but in the privacy of this booth and the rest of the world, if you're listening, we'll let it out.
We will let it out.
We will let it out.
All right. Hey, Trent.
Yes.
Just want to confess. Just want to say sorry to my toddler for locking and barricading the door of the toilet just so I could poop in peace.
Did it work?
Yes. I was able to poop in peace.
Dave.
Yep, Trent.
My four-year-old.
What'd you do?
Okay, I've got a confession. My four-year-old daughter has a stronger bladder than I do. She's just started school, and
Did you piss your pants again?
She went to the... She just started school recently, my four-year-old daughter, and she went to the toilet once all day. And I couldn't do that.
Do you need some Depends?
Depends on what day it is.
Oh, boom. Hey, Trent.
Yes.
I'm going to say sorry to my toddler again. I gave her my phone the other morning and I let her watch 2 hours worth of Peppa Pig reruns so I can get more sleep.
That's about 70 shows of Peppa Pig. They're pretty short.
It's on YouTube. I recommend it.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, mate. What's happened?
I've got a confession to make.
I bet you do. Have you pissed your pants again? It's good to get that off our chest.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
I feel so good.
I'm going to go to the toilet.
Baby names. You know how baby names are such a big deal for parents these days?
Oh, yeah.
Feels like everyone wants a unique baby name.
Everyone wants something a bit different, don't they? Yeah.
Just reading this article today, you can now pay a company, wait for it, $32,000 to give your baby a unique name.
What?
Yeah, so they're going to get a team of experts, right? They've got 14 creative naming experts, 4 historians, 12 translators, who confirm the name doesn't have bad connotations in other languages, and 2 trademark attorneys who ensure the baby's name is not registered already as a brand or a product.
That's a bit crazy.
So they've got this whole team just sorting out and coming up with creative, weird, original, unique names for your baby.
That's a lot of money. Are you saying they'd create a name that's completely original, that no one else in the world has ever had?
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. That would run out of things pretty quickly, wouldn't they?
Does that matter? Like, if some kid in, I don't know, North Carolina has the same name as your kid, why does that matter?
Well, I guess people just want to be unique these days. Everything's been done. Baby names are so hard.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
You spend 9 months thinking about a baby name and you're just so worried about what everyone's going to think. And you know what? The most judgmental people are your family.
Yeah, that's true.
I just feel like as soon as you say your baby's name, they're like, oh.
Did you get any... You've had a kid recently, a beautiful little girl. Did you get some negative feedback, are you saying?
Not with her, no, no. My second daughter's name is Eden, so, I mean...
Lovely name.
But our first daughter, I mean, even I didn't understand it, to be honest. My wife came up with this. Her name's Alena, A-L-E-N-N-A, and everyone calls her Alana. Elena.
Elena.
Yeah, she gets so much stuff. And I just feel sorry for her. I said to her the other day, she's done it to us. I said, if you want to change your name, you know what? You can a little bit later. This is obviously while Mum wasn't around.
Clearly.
Because Elena, it's just one of those annoying things. You don't want someone to get your name wrong all the time, especially when you're going and have a coffee every day.
True.
People struggle with, I mean, especially Australians, we struggle with names at the best time. That's why we condense them. We name Baz and Shaz and Taz and...
Pretty short.
Yeah, anyway.
Short and sharp.
$32,000.
That's ridiculous. Well, maybe I should have done that, actually, because my daughter the other day said she didn't like her name.
Oh, really?
Well, her name's Eva, which I think is beautiful, but she said she didn't like that anymore, and she wants her name to be Maria.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Well, you know, it's pretty hurtful, actually.
Oh, yes, because you spent so long.
Went to all that blooming effort to think of a great name. Maybe that $32,000 is worth it.
Really? $32,000?
Well, if it avoids the heartache of your daughter saying they don't like their name.
Yeah, but you spend $32,000 on this name and they change their name back to Maria.
Oh, that would be awful. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You don't know if your kid's going to like it anyway, so why would you spend that money?
Let me go through some of the names that they've come up with.
Oh, this will be good.
Hemera. Yeah, I'll be changing my name after that. Philip.
I've got an uncle, Philip. So that's... I know someone called Philip, so they're wrong.
F-I-L-I-P.
What? Isn't that a word? That means a Philip. That means like a bonus or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. They've got their team onto it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I don't even know how to pronounce this one. It's M-A-L-J-S-E-K.
Ek. Malzjek. Oh, that's just Russian. They're just going to other countries and saying, oh, no one's ever thought of this.
What is with this?
Dude, we should do this. We could make it up and charge $31,000.
Imagine that.
Think of the people
Let's
that would choose
us. Let's
think
up the best names right now.
Slavrov.
Azagba.
Nikitu.
Pukada.
Chongqing.
Oh, that's just racist.
Why?
I don't know. No, that was another name.
Liniment.
China Phil.
Brazuga.
Green Spark.
Nibnot.
Knuckleberry. Finn.
Book. Call your kid Book, and it will always love to read. See, this is the kind of genius that a company that we would create would come up with.
What would be the name of our company, though?
Cheaper names than them?
$31,000 names. Trent, would you mind if we started doing a bit of a new idea?
Oh, I like it.
I'd like to Already? Give an award, Husband of the Year award.
Okay.
A trophy, actually.
Is it to me? Thank you.
I have a bit of a story in that. I called you on the phone the other day. You remember that?
Yeah, okay.
You were sitting on the couch, right?
Really?
With your kids.
Okay.
Right?
I thought I was going to be on the toilet. Go on.
No, and I said, what's going on? You go, I'm just sitting here watching TV with the kids. I thought, that's lovely. I said, what's your wife doing? And you said to me...
Uh-oh.
She's out the back mowing.
Yes, I did.
You're sitting inside with the kids and your wife is outside mowing.
Don't
excuse it.
I was just going to say the aircon was on too.
Mate, so I've got a trophy here.
Oh, you really do.
Okay, it's not actually a trophy. I didn't have time.
It looks like a real trophy.
I printed
and that's
out
what counts.
A picture of a trophy
for
Husband of the Year. And I'd like to give that to your wife, Bonnie.
Ouch. Dave, I want to talk about starting school.
Yeah, you probably should, actually, mate. You're 28 now. It's probably a good time to start.
It's in the back of my mind. I'll get around to it. I wanted to talk about the little munchkins starting school. So, all across Australia, we've had heaps of little kids starting school for the first time. These tiny little kids now, they're so little. They're like four when they start school.
It's very hard for parents, for you especially, because you've obviously just sent your first daughter off to school for the first time. How does
I
that
have
feel?
My little girl. It's a bit sad, really, because it's kind of like a loss of her being a little tiny baby almost, but it's exciting. She was pretty happy about it. She's very excited about school, which is good, and made that transition a bit easier. I was a bit worried. I thought I was going to be you know, tearing up and freaking out. No, everyone was chilled out. All the mums and dads were fine, and all the kids were fine. There was not one crying kid in my daughter's whole class.
Everyone's just becoming hard-hearted. What is that about?
Maybe it's because so many kids these days go to daycare and childcare and whatever, so they're used to being away from their parents anyway.
Oh, that's a really good point. We live in a sad world.
It's not sad. It means kids are good at playing with other kids and not worrying so much about needing their parents all the time.
Do you know what my favourite thing about kids going to school is? Watching them in the massive